hard to know another's lips will kiss you and hold you just the way I used to do. I'm still in love with you.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. U.S. military action tonight to protect military and commercial ships in the Mideast. A U.S. defense official tells ABC News Houthi weapons storage facilities in Yemen were attacked. The Houthis are Iran-backed militants. Qatar is suspending Gaza ceasefire talks for now until it says Israel and Hamas get serious. Calmer wind helping crews contain more of the big wildfire near Los Angeles, Ventura County. That's destroyed over 100 homes and other structures, says the county fire department.
We expect another very favorable day, light winds coming off of the ocean or an onshore breeze. That'll keep temperatures in the low 70s, humidity values roughly 15 to 20%.
Ryan Walburn, National Weather Service. A man's been charged with arson in connection to a wildfire that grew to about 350 acres in Jackson Township, New Jersey, says the New Jersey Forest Fire Service. Richard Schottes, accused of illegally firing a shotgun near a shooting range and ignited something. This is ABC News. This former Trump lawyer and ex-New York City mayor faces more legal pressure.
He never played for the Yankees, but Rudy Giuliani had four World Series rings, one for each time the team won the series while Giuliani was mayor. Now that he lost his defamation case against two Georgia poll workers and owes $148 million in a judgment, Giuliani claims he gifted the rings to his son Andrew. A judge Saturday allowing the plaintiffs Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss to subpoena Giuliani's tax returns to confirm that gift. The rings are valued at over $200,000. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Selling a big chunk of its arts collection to help compensate tens of thousands who were sexually abused while in the organization, the Boy Scouts of America. The paintings include some by Norman Rockwell. A Dallas auction house will sell more than two dozen works this month. Eventually, over 300 pieces from the Boy Scouts will be sold. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Your forecast for this Sunday, highs of 53, southeast winds 5 to 10. Could see gusts at times, though, up to 20. Mostly cloudy, rain showers, then afternoon sprinkles. Foggy conditions, though, throughout the morning expected. Tonight, decreasing clouds, lows of around 40, west winds 5 to 10. Monday, highs of 47, partly cloudy to mostly sunny. And then Tuesday, a few clouds and highs near 50. Right now, with southwest winds at 2, it's 45 degrees.
The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome to The Gospel Greats, the greatest songs about the greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Balkum, and coming up today, we'll enjoy some of the best in Southern Gospel. We'll be celebrating 50 years of the quartet man, Mark Trammell.
There were two people that were very instrumental in helping me to form whatever it is that I am today.
Plus, in hour two, we'll enjoy a spotlight visit with Lee Park Worship.
God is just opening these doors, and he's just exploding the doors open. It's like, it's crazy, the things that are happening now.
It's all great gospel coming up right here on The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome to The Gospel Greats.
This world is filled with voices, making restless noises, trying to convince us God is dead. They shout the world's opinions, but I refuse to listen. There's something I would rather hear instead.
I'd rather hear preaching,
singing,
praying,
shouting, where everyone's agreeing, nobody's doubting. I'd rather hear the church lift up the Lord.
I'd rather hear someone
standing, I'd rather hear a sweet testimony than anything else I hear in this world.
Some say that we're old-fashioned to follow such a passion, but we know what happened in that tomb. We've been changed forever by revelation.
preacher of this truth.
I'd rather hear preaching,
singing,
and shouting, where everyone's agreeing, nobody's doubting. I'd rather hear the church lift up the Lord.
I'd rather hear someone
standing,
give him glory. I'd rather hear a sweet testimony than anything else I hear in this world.
So let them sound their anger. The love of God is greater. They can find the answer if we pray.
Oh, how we'd love to win them,
help them find what's missing. Soon we hope they'll join in and say,
I'd rather hear preaching,
singing,
and shouting, where everyone's agreeing, nobody's doubting. I'd rather hear the church lift up the Lord.
I'd rather hear someone
standing in glory. I'd rather hear a sweet testimony than anything else I hear in this world.
I'd rather hear preaching,
singing,
and shouting, where everyone's agreeing, nobody's doubting. I'd rather hear the church lift up the Lord.
I'd rather hear someone
standing in glory. I'd rather hear a sweet testimony than anything else I hear in this world.
I'd rather hear someone
standing
in glory. I'd rather hear a sweet testimony than all the noise I hear in this world. I'd rather hear the church lift up.
With I'd Rather Hear Preaching. Our featured artist today is the Mark Trammell Quartet. Stephen Adair on tenor, Will Lane on bass, Nick Trammell on lead, pianist Trevor Conkle, and of course, Mark Trammell on baritone. Mark is marking 50 years in gospel music. He shared his gospel music resume.
Started with the Senators, August 17th, 1974, in Memphis, Tennessee. And I got on the bus that morning. I got off of a Trailways bus that I had taken from Little Rock. Got on their bus that morning. We drove to Etowah, Tennessee for that evening. And that was the first time I sang to actually make a living and provide for myself. And that night on the program was the Kingsmen and Jerry and the Singing Golfs. And I thought I had died and gone to the good place. I don't remember a whole lot about that night other than I was big-eyed and couldn't believe I was standing there. But those, Ray Shelton saw something in me I didn't see. And he gave me the job. And then, yes, it went from that to I actually spent a little bit of time with the Southmen right out of high school. And that's where I first really got to know Tim Riley. He was singing with them at the time. And then from there, I went to the Kingsmen and the Cathedrals and Greater Vision and Gold City. Then we started this group 21 years ago as a trio. And the winter of 2010, we became a quartet.
That's Mark Trammell. His quartet has recorded a project called Quartet Man that covers some of the standout songs that Mark was a part of during those 50 years.
It's highlights, actually, of 50 years, personal highlights of 50 years, things that took place that I could do three projects like this, but so when I got to narrowing it down to 10, it's like, oh my, what are my favorite moments? And after we got finished with the list, I thought, Lord, this looks like more like a Cathedrals tribute album than it does a highlights from 50 years. But the things that happened, being involved with Larry Goss, the songwriters that were involved, is a long story that I won't try to tell on radio, but The more I got tied up in it, the more emotional I was about it.
That's Mark Trammell. Nick Trammell talks about the first cut on the project, an old Cathedral song that is a little wordy.
Yes, it's very wordy. That was one, I don't know how old I was when they recorded that. It was just kind of always there. when I was younger, when I started being able to remember, you know, the songs that they were singing. And it's just cool to get to go back and relive some of that stuff that I've heard all my life. And I know these guys are the same way. We grew up around this music, grew up listening to this music. I grew up in the household of somebody who recorded this music. So for me personally, it's bittersweet to get to go back and be a part of a project where we're doing this stuff in honor of the time that he spent there.
That's Nick Trammell, and here's the Mark Trammell Quartet with Canny Cootie Woody.
Well, it seemed a bit too good to be true.
There were questions and doubts. I tried to figure it out, but the best that I could do
was to wander around in the love that I found until my questions started answering themselves.
Singing Canny Cootie Woody, yes, he Canny Cootie Woody he did.
Necessarily so, like somebody said it once in a song.
You can think what you choose, but let me tell you the news. The Lord has loved you all along.
So if you're asking again, will the doubts never end? Simply trust him and you'll see for yourself.
Singing Canny Cootie Woody, yes, he Canny Cootie Woody he did.
Can he, could he, would he, did he really?
Canny Cootie Woody, yes, he Canny Cootie Woody.
Canny Cootie Woody, and he did.
Save me, love me, take me, really.
Canny Cootie Woody, yes, he Canny Cootie Woody, and he did.
Let me tell you what my Savior did.
Canny Cootie Woody, yes,
he
Canny Cootie Woody, and he did. Canny Cootie Woody, yes, he Canny Cootie Woody, and he did. Canny Cootie Woody, yes, he Canny Cootie Woody, and he did.
Canny Cootie Woody, the Mark Trammell Quartet. You might notice that on this new project, Quartet Man, that Mark Trammell is not featured very much.
And people will understand, some people will understand that when we did this project, when I sat down and began to pick out the songs, I noticed, and my friend Gerald Wolf noticed real quick, like, there's only, at that point, there was only one that featured me. He said, this is your 50-year project, and there's one song on here that actually features you. I said, well, Gerald, of all people, you should know that I have been a pack mule for 50 years. I sing the baritone part. I don't sing lead, and I don't sing tenor. I sing baritone. I have been given the task of trying to make other people sound better by doing whatever I do. He just laughed. He said, but you got to sing more on your own project. So I wound up doing the lead on a quartet song that we did, and I wound up doing the lead on one more song just to appease him.
That's Mark Trammell. You'll hear him some on this song, Heavenly Parade. Here's the Mark Trammell Quartet.
Our traveling days will soon be over here, and we shall cross the rolling tide. For we're down here for just a little while, our home is on the other side. Ambassadors true for Jesus our Redeemer, and it is a love crusade. For right against wrong, but soon we'll join the throne in heaven when the saints parade.
For heaven's own King, for heaven's holy King, so glad we will shout and sing
the story.
Grand parade.
way and telling you, my friend, that Jesus can redeem your soul from every known sin and make you pure within. Joy billows o'er you then will roll. A happy new song you will begin to sing to Jesus. He the way hath made to glory land fair. You'll have a mansion there and join us in the saints' parade. For heaven's own king, for heaven's holy king, so glad we will shout and sing the story.
Quartet with Heavenly Parade. There's much more to come, and we'll talk about what Mark Trammell thinks about the word retirement later on. I'm Rodney Balkum, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
If you're looking for the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, join your friends at Park Street Christian Church, where truth has come from the Bible for 135 years. Park Street Christian Church is a New Testament church, believing that the Bible is the inspired Word of God. It's not a bunch of stories, but is history written down. Join them Sunday mornings at 9:30 and 10:30, Sunday evening at 6, and Wednesday nights at 7 p.m.
It's time for another WRCO History Moment, looking back on 75 years of broadcasting. Sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Richland County Bank, and Walsh's Ace. Many memorable sporting events have been heard on the radio station over the years, including one of the greatest baseball games of all time.
Ball one and no strikes to count on Joe Adcock. The winning run on second base in the last half of the 13th inning. Into the stretch. Here is the pitch, a swing and a high fly ball, driven deep into right center field, going back towards the wall, back, and it's a home run for Joe Adcock, and the ball game is over. Joe Adcock is going back around the bases, evidently. Aaron missed third base. Aaron went back to tag third. He comes across the plate now. Here comes Joe Adcock from second base. He went back and tagged the bases. And that's it, a tremendous home run by Joe Adcock over the right center field wall. And it breaks up one of the greatest pitching performances, if not the greatest, in the history of baseball. As Harvey Haddix, for 12 innings, was perfect, facing only 36 batters. And he is beaten on just one hit.
This WRCO History Moment has been sponsored by longtime sponsors Jones Chevrolet, Richland County Bank, and Walsh's Ace. WRCO Radio would like to extend our deepest gratitude to our sponsors of Election Day coverage. Your support enables us to provide comprehensive, real-time updates, ensuring our community stays informed during important events. Thank you, Richland Family Prescription Center, Cardinal Rotar, Schultz Mortgage Team, and Walsh's Ace. This month, let us all remember the courage and sacrifices of those who served. We thank every veteran for their dedication. Sponsored by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Muscadet American Legion Post 85, TKO Barbecue, and Richland Cattle Center.
The heartbeat of WRCO Studios is powered by Meyer Oil and LP, providing warmth, reliability, and fueling the community spirit.
The Gospel Greats!
Welcome back. A new song from the Kingsmen is coming up in just a moment. Right now, Zane and Donna King with Everything Good.
Sunrise peeking through the window shade. Like a morning wave, I'm doing better than I deserve. That's just the way that my God works. Even when life throws me a million curves, everything good, everything right, from beginning of the day till the end. of your sight. He's good, he's so good. All of his grace, all of his love, all that he is and all that he does. He does everything better than I ever could. He's everything good. Souls in the Savior's sight. He's good, he's so good. All of his grace, all of his love, all that he is and all that he does. He does everything better than I ever could. He's everything good. Everything good. Everything good. Everything good. Everything good. Everything right. From beginning of the day to the end of night. Every single soul's in the Savior's sight. He's good, he's so good. All of his grace, all of his love, all that he is and all that he does. He does everything better than I ever could. He's everything good. Everything good. Everything good. Everything good. Everything good.
Everything good. That's Zane and Donna King. The Kingsmen are out with a new release from their album, Unstoppable God.
We recut. I just stopped by on my way home from 1991, and Ray came in and just nailed the whole song.
That's Alan Kendall, and here are the Kingsmen with I Just Stopped By on My Way Home.
My life has been blessed in so many ways with family and friends. Day after day, but I can't stay here. Soon I'll be gone, 'cause I just stopped by on my way home.
Right.
My Way Home, the Kingsmen, from their album Unstoppable God.
Hey everybody, Tim Lovelace here with jokes that I hear from the road. Always remember that 6:30 is the best time on the clock, hands down. Keep smiling while you're listening to Rodney Balcombe right here on The Gospel Greats.
Thanks, Tim. That's a very timely joke. So let's play The Hoppers. Can you see the clock?
We move along with time in our work and in our play. Just a fleeting moment and it dawns another day. Days turn into seasons, summer's heat and winter's cold. But God keeps another time, so I am told. Can you see the clock from where you stand? Can you tell the hour by the pointing of the hand? Night is fast approaching.
That's the Hoppers. More of our visit with the Mark Tribal Quartet coming up. We'll enjoy a George Johns classic that Will Lane steps up to the mic for.
WRCO Radio would like to extend our deepest gratitude to our sponsors of Election Day coverage. Your support enables us to provide comprehensive, real-time updates, ensuring our community stays informed during important events. Thank you, Richland Family Prescription Center, Cardinal Rotar, Schultz Mortgage Team, and Walsh's Ace. To our veterans, thank you for your service, your sacrifice, and your unwavering commitment to our nation. We honor you this November. This announcement is sponsored by Lime Ridge Ag Supply, Wacker Chiropractic, the Ithaca Lions Club, and Oakwood Fruit Farm.
When you hear great tunes on WRCO, remember, it's all possible thanks to the support of Meyer Oil and LP, serving Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties.
Good morning. It is 45 degrees, a bit of a cool start to the day, but temperatures expected to be in the lower 50s for a high. Saw a little bit of precipitation during the late hours yesterday into the very early overnight, as in total, about a hundredth to 200ths of an inch. But for today, don't forget, a benefit for Grace is being held in memory of Mary Cast. That'll be from 12:30 to 3:30 at the Richland Center Community Center, the event sponsored by Sean's Auto Repair and Performance.
The Gospel Grace.
Welcome back. More with the Mark Trammell Quartet coming up. Here's the new single from The Inspirations, My Name's Already There.
I started out for heaven, one day on my knees. I've never seen the gates or walked the golden streets. But somewhere in the pages of the Lamb's Book of Life, I know that my name has saved.
Inspirations. Mark Trammell is celebrating 50 years in gospel music, and he's chosen 10 musical highlights from those years on a project called Quartet Man. I asked Mark who some of his biggest influences were over the years.
Most people would think that I would say Glenn Payne and George Yance, which they were very much involved in it. But as far as musical direction, my life, loving this music, after getting involved in it, there were two people that were very instrumental in helping me to form whatever it is that I am today. One of those guys was Neil Enloe of the Couriers. He was not only a great vocalist and a great mentor to me personally when he realized this is not just some dumb kid that wants to take up my time. He's very interested in bettering himself, not only vocally, but from a ministry standpoint, to improve on where he is and try to be more influential and make himself available to the Lord to be able to genuinely minister to people. He caught a hold of that while I was with the cathedrals. And so he began to pour into me over phone conversations for a number of years. And we'd talk back and forth a lot, and just a true hero of mine. But before Neil was Squire Parsons. And I had the privilege of traveling with Squire for about a year before he left the Kingsman and went into the ministry that he's had all of these years. And then you see Foxy and Glenn and George and Tim Riley and Gerald. And there's little bits of all of them in whoever this is that I wound up being.
Mark remembers a challenging song that came to the attention of the cathedrals.
I had never heard a song exactly like this one. It goes so many directions. I got to looking at it, and Glenn said, "Oh, I remember that. I remember that one well. We used to do that one." And he was with the Stamps Quartet back in the Stone Age. They did it, and he said, "I'll tell you, the Venable Quartet could do it from where I was from in Little Rock. They could do it. Gerald Williams, he knows that song like the back of his hand." And started talking about the old Melody Boys, and I got to thinking about it. That's one song that I can't remember anybody other than the named groups. Nobody in our industry has done it in years. And I think part of the reason is because it's not easy to sing at all. You think just because the guy's got the lead on it, "Pray when you're feeling low, when the ale winds blow, don't forget to pray," and then all this other stuff's going on behind it. And it's all vocal. You think it's musical at some spots, but it's all vocal that goes along with the music track. And I thought, you know, in honor of those guys that invested so much in me, we need to do that song.
That's Mark Trammell, and here's the Mark Trammell Quartet with a song the Cathedrals recorded in 1986 from their project Master Builder. Pray.
Pray when you're feeling low, when the hill winds blow.
I said now.
Don't forget to pray.
Hallelujah, brother, come on. Said now,
don't forget to pray.
Boom, 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 boom,
you
boom,
can boom, awake to a beautiful morning.
Boom, boom, boom,
when you've got troubles,
boom,
remember this warning
boom,
and pray,
brother,
until judgment day.
Hallelujah, I've
got the devil to pay.
I said now,
if you never pray,
open up the good book, find some things, brothers and sisters. Don't you listen to me, you better get ready.
Oh, when pray when you're feeling low.
Get on your bended knee.
When the hill winds blow.
Turn to the Lord and he'll set you free.
Don't forget to pray
for all the people.
Oh,
face the devil.
Pray when you go to bed.
And you got worries too.
For your daily bread.
Turn to the Lord and he'll set
don't
you free.
Forget to pray.
If you'll only pray.
You can awake.
I said now,
if you never pray, if you never pray,
well, you gotta pray, my brother, when the Spirit
it hits. You gotta sing and shout, or the devil will get. You gotta clap, clap hands and shout hallelujah. If you wanna get joy like the angels do, you gotta pray and pray and pray and pray for.
Devil's gonna sound the trumpet one day.
Pray.
Well, well, well.
Pray when you're in the dumps,
my brother.
Then you can take your bumps.
I said now.
If you
Quartet. On the project, quartet man bass singer Will Lane takes on a George Jantz classic, This Old House.
I lost my father about a year and a half ago, and one of the greatest men ever, and that was his favorite gospel song.
Mm.
Just always was. And so when I went in the studio, it was like a different mindset. Plus, one of my heroes, of course, was George Jantz. Still the greatest to walk on the stage that I know of. And so it was an honor to sing that song. I had fun with it. It's a great song. I'm honored to be a part of this project.
That's Will Lane, and here's the Mark Trammell Quartet with This Old House.
This old house once knew my children. This old house once knew my wife. This old house was a home and comfort as we fought the storms of life. This old house was a rain with laughter. This old house heard many shouts. Now she trembles in the darkness when the night wind walks about. Ain't you gonna need this house no longer? Ain't you gonna need this house no more?
Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges nor to mend the window pane. Ain't you gonna need this house no longer? I'm getting ready to meet the saints.
This old house is a getting shaky. This old house is a getting old. This old house lets in the rain, and this old house lets in the cold. On my knees I'm a getting chilly, but I feel no fear of pain, cause I see an angel peeking through a broken window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges nor to mend the window pane. This house no longer, I'm getting ready to meet the saints.
Lies asleep and he don't know I'm gonna leave. Best he'd wake up by the fireplace and he'd sit there and howl green. But my hunting days are over, I ain't gonna hunt the coon no more. Gabriel Dunn brought in the chariot when the blender blew down the door. Ain't he gonna need this house no longer, ain't he gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles, ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges, nor to mend the window pane. Ain't he gonna need this house no longer.
The Mark Trammell Quartet. Much more with the quartet coming up in hour two. In just a moment, our Southern Gospel headlines for the week.
WRCO Radio would like to extend our deepest gratitude to our sponsors of Election Day coverage. Your support enables us to provide comprehensive, real-time updates, ensuring our community stays informed during important events. Thank you, Richland Family Prescription Center, Cardinal Rotar, Schultz Mortgage Team, and Walsh's Ace. This Veterans Day and throughout November, we stand united in honoring our veterans. Your dedication and bravery are an inspiration. This announcement is sponsored by Arthur's Supper Club, Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery, Advanced Contracting Solutions, and Right Way Plaza.
Meyer Oil and LP, the unsung heroes behind the scenes at WRCO Studios, keeping the music flowing and the community connected.
The Gospel Grace.
Welcome back. We'll have our Southern Gospel headlines in just a moment. Right now, Paid in Full with a new song, I Can't Do This By Myself.
I thought I was strong enough to live my life without you. I tried my best to do things on my own. And any move I'd ever make just seemed to be one more mistake. And here I am, discouraged and alone. I need your grace. I can't do this by myself. Well, you came and found me where I was, lost inside my own ambitions. You saved me from the me I was back then. Comes back at me, and I question your forgiveness. I can run back to the cross and cry again. I need your grace. I need your mercy. I need your faithfulness to move and live and breathe. I've been long enough to know I can't live.
Can't do this by myself. That is Paid in Full. And now for our Southern Gospel headlines for the week. Paul Edward Marker, known affectionately as Ed to many, went home to be with Jesus on October 27th at the age of 78. Ed dedicated 31 years of his career to the state of Tennessee, where his passion and dedication earned him the respect of his peers. He was known for his integrity and work ethic, always willing to lend a helping hand. Outside of his professional and spiritual life, Ed had a passion for Southern gospel music, photography, and meeting new people. His friendly and open nature meant he never met a stranger. Our condolences to his wife Doris and his many friends and family members. Sacred Harmony, a trio founded and led by Janet Weaver in East Tennessee, announces the addition of new members to the group. Melissa Evans, a multi-award-winning solo artist from Kentucky, and Caleb Howard, a Kentucky resident and award-winning artist known in the country gospel realm. In addition to group performances, each member will continue their individual ministries, releasing solo music and hosting solo concerts on select dates. For more information on Sacred Harmony, including their ministry and concert schedule, please visit sacredharmony1.com. And the number one song on the Singing News Weekly Top 20 chart comes for the second week in a row from the Irwins, featuring Katie Irwin on this song called Red Words.
When it's been one of those days, I don't know what to do or say. I find my hiding place in the red words. It's where God speaks truth to me and tells me what I need every time I read the red words.
Let not your heart be troubled. I've overcome the world.
It's the Irwins. That'll wrap things up for hour one of the program. Coming up in hour two, we'll have more with the Mark Trammell Quartet and a spotlight visit with Lee Park Worship. I'm Rodney Balcom, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
Apple.
apples are in good supply at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Pick up some Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Other treats include fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, and fresh apple cider. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Apples make great gifts. Open 9 until 4, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
WRCO Radio would like to extend our deepest gratitude to our sponsors of Election Day coverage. Your support enables us to provide comprehensive, real-time updates, ensuring our community stays informed during important events. Thank you, Richland Family Prescription Center, Cardinal Rotar, Schultz Mortgage Team, and Walsh's Ace.
November is for giving thanks. And today we express our deepest gratitude to veterans whose sacrifices ensure our way of life. This message has been sponsored by Tri-County Building Supply, Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance, and by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Meyer Oil and LP, the unsung heroes behind the scenes at WRCO Studios, keeping the music flowing and the community connected.
Here on WRCO, good morning. We are a couple minutes away from the 7 o'clock hour, but still moving right along. No Packer football today. Actually, it's kind of a quiet weekend for sports. Both the Packers and Badgers football team had the weekend off. So, but the Packers will be back in action after this week. This is their bye week. Going on today, though, if you do have some free time, don't forget Highland Historical Society will hold bingo, and that'll be at 1 at the Highland Historical Society building. Also, the annual Rockin' Reindeer Party Smiles for a Child toy drive, that will be held today at 1 at Julie Karen State Farm. There'll even be a visit from Santa and Mrs. Claus, along with the reindeer. So stop by and enjoy the refreshments.
The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome back for hour two of The Gospel Greats, the greatest songs about the greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Baucom, and coming up in hour two, we'll have more of our conversation with the Mark Trammell Quartet.
He just looked at Larry and went... That's telling the story with music.
Plus, we'll enjoy a spotlight visit with Lee Park Worship.
God is just opening these doors, and he's just exploding the doors open. It's like, it's crazy, the things that are happening now.
It's all great gospel coming up in hour two of The Gospel Greats.
Hi, folks. Michael Booth of the Booth Brothers. You're listening to my good friend, Rodney Baucom, with The Gospel Greats.
I was working in town one afternoon, attending some business affairs. I heard a commotion a couple streets over. I wondered what's happening there. A young man was running from in that direction and stopped just to catch his breath. I asked him to please tell me what was the hurry. He smiled up at me and he said, I was trying to catch the crippled man. Did he run past this way?